Green Visions on KUMD is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Ginger Jewell is our guest this morning. She's a UMD alumna, and she does some work on campus, and she's concerned about the herbicide use here at UMD. Ginger, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
So you got the email that we get here on campus every so often. Once in a while, the campus gets a campus-wide email that says they're going to be spot treating with targeted herbicide applications. John Rashid is our facilities director, and he sent out the email, and you contacted him and said, hey, I'm a little concerned about this herbicide use. Tell us a little bit about how the situation unfolded.
Yeah, over the past couple of years, I've noticed that UMD uses herbicides as their preferred method to maintain the likely invasive grass species that covers the campus. And I just thought I would ask some questions. So myself and another student, Kevin Swanberg, had visited the facilities office over the past couple of years to say, hey, can you stop this? And the response we always get is kind of a runaround response saying, this is just what we do. This is policy. So the red flag to us was, hey, if this is policy, let's change it. But we've been unable to find the policy, and we've been unable to locate the person who we would lobby to ask them to change. And the only response we've gotten after trying to contact the University of Minnesota president, the chancellor at each U location, and over 65 other heads of offices, was just John Rashid saying, this is what we do. Thanks for your concern. So here we are today, kind of drawing attention to, I think, the lack of the university system of wanting to implement an alternative method to taking care of their property.
Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate, just going to play devil's advocate, not because I think that there's anything the matter with what you're trying to do at all. I'm just playing devil's advocate because that's, you know, kind of what I do. Having people come out and weed by hand costs money. The university ain't got none right now. Okay?
Sure.
So herbicide, You know, you want donors to come to campus. You want people, parents, prospective students to come to campus to see things looking nice and neat and trim according to the template that we have in our head, perhaps outdated, but yet there's that template. What are some other options?
Sure. So UMD in the Kirby pickup area, there's a wildflower bed, which is beautiful. Feeds a lot of the native pollinators. That could be implemented across the university landscape. Separately of that, the perspective about grass does have to be altered. So I think that maybe a public education day could be set up. And also, until a system is implemented to change the use of chemicals, we could just let the grass grow and the dandelions grow until that system has been developed. So that's kind of where we're at. We're at the brainstorming process of how can we tackle maintaining beautiful grounds on UMD campus for visitors that really aren't toxic. If a visitor comes to the campus and isn't in the University of Minnesota email list, they have no idea that yellow flags represent chemicals, and they could be walking right across them and tracking them all over UMD's grounds.
Now, are there herbicides that are less toxic? Are there herbicides available out there that might accomplish both goals of keeping a conventionally attractive campus but not providing, you know, the hazards, as you mentioned, to people and or birds and or squirrels and or the unibunny, for example, who lives in Ordine Court, that sort of thing?
You know, I haven't gone down that research path because I'm kind of the belief if it's called an herbicide, then it is toxic. So I haven't given any time to that because I, you know, don't believe that is a productive way for humans to go. So I've just kind of thought about the alternative, like, hey, let's have a healthy natural ecosystem which feeds our pollinators and is healthy for the animals that are a part of it. But I know that there are alternatives out there that do exist, but I would have to do a little bit more research on that.
I'm just wondering if perhaps as a first step, you know, I've discovered sometimes when you try to affect change and you say the perspective about grass, for example, has to be altered, and somebody is just as likely to say, uh-uh.
And then you're right.
And then you're kind of at a stalemate. And so I just wondered if there was a way of perhaps implementing some changes over time, because it's obvious that the university system isn't, at least at this point, isn't really interested in changing the paradigm about what an attractive university looks like. But they might be really interested in accomplishing their goal of the attractive university with a non-toxic or a less toxic herbicide.
Well, I think the direct next step in response to what John Rashid sends out is he says that they only spot treat weeds, and it's very sparse. So if it is indeed just a sparse application, I think an equivalently time-efficient measure would be to pull the weed out of the ground. I mean, it really takes a lot of time to walk around and spray chemicals, so just picking that weed or uprooting it is just as efficient as standing there spraying chemicals, putting down a flag, making sure no one's around. And I think that that is probably the logical next step.
Well, Ginger, what is your next step in terms of trying to not only build awareness, but trying to get the university to change or moderate or modify the policy, or at least sit down and have a conversation about you, conversation with you, where it seems like perhaps there's something new comes to the table instead of just, I'd like this. No, we do it this way, and then that's, you're sort of at a stalemate there.
Yeah, you know, I think that change comes when there is, when there are numbers of people that say we want the change. So my logical next step is to conduct a survey from the UMD students, staff, and faculty and get the results and provide that to at least the facilities director. And so if he's not the person in charge, then maybe he would take the numbers of people who are serious about this to the person in charge. But really, we're kind of stuck until we can find that person in charge. So if anybody listening may know who that is, that's what I need. And that's where I'm at.
Well, Ginger, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning and explain your point of view. And let us know as the process moves along. We'd be interested in following your progress.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me today.
Ginger Jewell, our guest this morning on Green Visions here on KUMD. Green Visions is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Ports supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.